Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
John Murphy is with me, who's a SIPTU transport sector organiser, to talk about Gardaí and public transport. Actually, if you've been in and about the capital city today, you might have seen this. So Operation Twin Tracks is ongoing, and Gardaí patrolling on trains and Lewis's in an engagement campaign to curb antisocial behaviour and criminality on those services. John, you welcome this, do you?
Yeah, you know, we welcome any developments or initiatives that, you know, will highlight, you know, the antisocial behaviour that occurs across public transport, and that is a measure to try and curb or resolve or to improve, you know, the experience for passengers and workers on all modes.
And what's that experience like? How bad has it gotten in recent years, post-COVID?
Well look, SIPTU done a couple of surveys there. We started going back to the start of 2024, and we surveyed members because we were getting complaints into through our shop share network that there was an increase in antisocial behaviour on all buses, trams, trains, Lewis, everything that you can think of. And we were quite surprised, you know, 1 in 5 of our members that responded said they witnessed antisocial behaviour on a daily basis. Now, that can be as little as an abusive comment, could be up to stone throwing, you know, physical violence, discrimination, racial, whatever. So, you know, that sort of struck a chord. Well, you know, if 1 in 5 are saying it's a daily basis, we need to do something. And we conducted a second survey, and we delved more into the racial element and the drug taking and drug dealing end of it. But we had 3 aims at the end of it. One was to establish a transport charter,
yeah,
which would set out what would be acceptable behaviour and the behaviour would accept from passengers and public transport. The second was to have an engagement forum with the other stakeholders to try and improve public transport. And the third one was the establishment of a dedicated transport policing service. Now, we are making inroads on that. Has been announced by the present government, and there's even talk of starting the recruitment next year, which is welcomed. But today's initiative is excellent.
And when these initiatives are rolled out, like Twin Tracks today, and there have been previous initiatives as well, is there noticeable improvement in behaviour?
Well, there is, specifically on the day, obviously, yeah, because you have the presence there. But it is, you know, because it's not just about trying to stop, it's trying to educate people. You know, and people that may be intent on causing antisocial behaviour. And antisocial behaviour takes various forms. You know, as I said, it could be as little as somebody vaping or smoking on the train.
Yeah.
It could be a homeless person sleeping in the doorway. But it could be the more abusive or the more threatening behaviour. But to educate people and to educate them of the consequences of it and the effects of it. Because, you know, we've seen there was buses pulled out of Talladega last year because of the constant antisocial behaviour late in the evening. And, you know, we have a forum up there with local community activists, local TDs, councillors or whatever, and Gardaí. And it does work. You know, you're getting out into the community, you're educating people that if you take this type of action, this is the impact.
Yeah.
You know, your grandmother, your mother, your sister, there's no bus service for you. And that seems to help, you know, and that helps improve the relationship that's there.
Christy Galligan is with us as well, former Garda Sergeant. Christy, this is, it's a Garda operation today, but as John says, I mean, they've been campaigning for a dedicated transport police. Do you think that this is a job for the Gardaí or a whole new group?
I think I've advocated for a transport policing system for the last number of years, and I've written to the Minister of Transport and to the Minister of Justice in relation to it. Unfortunately, I might have gotten acknowledgement, but got no further than that. The programme of government was also, as part of the programme of government, was the inclusion of a policing service, the transport policing service. And I think it's the right way to go. I think we need a separate policing service, or transport policing service, you're talking about, you know, nearly 3,000 kilometres of a railway track, 53 kilometres of electrified track. You have over 228 bus routes and 5,000 odd stops. You know, all of this has to be catered for, and without a dedicated policing system, I mean, the Gardaí can only do so much. I mean, I think they should be concentrating on policing in general, but a transport police can concentrate primarily on the transport system itself, which is would be a big positive. And like,
but would a dedicated unit within the Gardaí not be better in the sense that you wouldn't end up with two similar layers of administration and bureaucracy kind of doing the same thing, you know?
Not necessarily.
One for the British, one for this new police force.
Yeah, but if you look at other transport police, I've looked at the British Transport Police system and all of that. They have the similar type of policing system as the normal policing systems you would have in place. But I think when you have a dedicated policing system for that transport alone, it can concentrate primarily on that system. And I think it would give a great boost both to the public and for the workers that work on the system itself, that you can concentrate, you would have a concentrated force, a full-time force on the transport system, and not always relying on a kind of a fix-it type approach for the Gardaí who can come and go as they are at the present moment in time. And they don't have the resources anyway. So we have a lot of reserve Gardaí who've left the job, or full-time young Gardaí who've left the job. They'll be the ideal people to recruit back in, because they already have the knowledge and expertise in relation to the law and enforcement. So they'll be the ideal people to go, if you're going forward next year for recruitment purposes, to invite those people back, to see how many would be invited back or want to join transport police. And I think you would have a fairly dedicated and very qualified transport police place next year.
John, are you in favour of a dedicated transport police that Transport Infrastructure Ireland, for example, that they would administer it, or in some way be in charge rather than on Garda Síochána?
Yeah, but look, on Garda Síochána, their resources are stretched. And in fairness, on serious issues, they'll deal with it as best they can, but they can't be everywhere. Neither can a dedicated transport police service, let's be honest about that. But it's the deterrent that it would show there. And, you know, the issue about enforcement, we have airport police service. They operate on a campus. Now, slightly different than transport because there's a whole network. But there has to be legislation put together that will, you know, have the extent, the limitations and whatever. But there has to be, you know, the ability to arrest and detain people. That's not there. There's private security across most of the network now. And again, following on from the comments there, you know, some of these people are well-trained and some of these should be viably looked at to operate as transport police going forward, because they will have the knowledge. They will have the knowledge of the perpetrators as well.
John Murphy, SIP2 Transport Sector Organiser, Christy Galligan, former Garda Sergeant. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.